This is Annie Stevens Gleason, Minister for Worship and Incorporation at the Episcopal Church of the Redeemer in Cincinnati, Ohio, and I'd like to welcome you to our worship podcast.
This is the Holy Eucharist, Rite 2, for March 3rd, 2024.
God grant us serenity to accept the things that we cannot change, courage to change the things that we can, and the wisdom to know the difference. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. I want to talk specifically about Jesus' anger in the temple and what's going on in this space. We always get a little nervous when Jesus gets angry, right? We always get a little nervous because we're afraid of what it means for us. But it's so important for us to recognize that Jesus' anger almost always shows up for the same reason, which is he sees something keeping people from being able to experience relationship with God. When Jesus gets angry, it's because someone is getting in the way of someone else experiencing God's love. In the case of the temple, the people that are there who have the opportunity to, they provide oxen and livestock and things like that. They're there to sacrifice those things. The people sacrifice those according to the commandments, and that's part of how they atone, and they keep their relationship with God going in a specific way. And the people who are doing that, who are there selling those things and exchanging money, it's clear that they're doing something, most likely price gouging. They're preying on the people's need for confession and absolution, and they're benefiting and they're profiting from that. And instead of helping people connect with God, they're actually getting in the way of people's connection with God. And friends, our goal as Christians always is to help people connect with the God who loves them. Our goal is to love and to help others to love and be loved. This time of Lent is a time for us to stop and take stock and ask the question, honestly, what do I do? What are the things that I do that keep me from experiencing God's love? And what are the things that I do, and this is even harder, that keep other people from experiencing their own belovedness? What things in our larger system are happening that we allow to happen, in which we're complicit, that keep people from experiencing the love of God? And what can we do about that? And this is the root of Christ's anger. It's also the core of his love for us, is his belief that we are completely and utterly connected to God, and he wants nothing to get in the way of that. End of sermon. Okay.